As you head into the alumni room, keep in mind that you're walking through an interactive timeline. Start heading toward your left and follow along as you read the history of not only the Fourth Ward School Museum, but other schools in the area. This room is dedicated to all of said schools. One of the best things about this room is being able to see the students, teachers, and the staff at our school. Look at the joy in their eyes as they lived and learned through the growth of this historic area. Another fun fact is one of the most beloved staff members of the Fourth Ward School was Emmett Wilson, who was the janitor for 20 years. Before working at the school, he was a miner. He was so loved that he often appeared in photographs alongside the students. On your drive to visit us today, you might have seen the new school, built in 1936, which replaced the Fourth Ward School once it closed. Today is used as Virginia City Middle School, and is still referred to as the new school, though it opened many decades ago. Also in this room, you can see clearly how rapid change was throughout the town. Our small startup town transformed into a booming metropolis in a very unlikely mountain hillside. Be sure to check out all the items used in the school during the time period around the room. Most importantly, the dedication to the students who went on to join the military and served our country. This room will take you back in time to a simpler era through carefully preserved images and photographs. Once again, look out for the raised areas on the floors where the desks were mounted. Also, if you have a time, take a seat and watch the Virginia City and Comstock Lode Yesterday and Today video. Above that, note one of our newest displays that proudly demonstrates the amazing state championship basketball record of Virginia City High School. For such a small town, who would have known we'd be so good at basketball? Next, we are going to head upstairs. You can either go up the stairs on your left or go straight through the changing gallery and get to the elevator. I will meet you in the Mark Twain room. If you take the stairs, carefully look at the walls, especially at the top right, as students were allowed to sign and date the building since the building was set to be torn down. On the way up the stairs, also take a peek at the hanging rope that goes up to the cupola. This houses the original school bell. I will meet you in the Mark Twain room.